Okay. Hey, I am actually on the phone here with Thornton out at the NAMM in Anaheim. And is it the first day of the show, Thornton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's so good to talk with you, Scott. Hey, the NAMM show's going really good. We just started. This is the opening hour of it. You can tell all the people around here. But there's four buildings to see. Can you believe it? Like large football fields, just nothing but exhibits from music merchandisers, and also from they have a lot of performances by stars. This year, by the way, will be Joni Mitchell will be here. She's being honored. And
Joni Mitchell. Oh, that is awesome.
John White's here too. And the networking party later today at 5 o'clock, so I'll get to 5 o'clock. That would be I guess about 8 o'clock Jared time, Eastern time, but so you never know who you meet, it's what's funny. And then also the gentleman what's his name? I don't even know if you watch us or not live anymore, I guess.
Not in years.
Funny guy named Fred Armistead. Armistead?
Oh, yeah, I know him. I know him. I know of him. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, he has a music band, too. He plays, but he's a comedian on SNL. And,
right.
So he's going to be here, too. Isn't that exciting? I mean, there's a lot of acts here. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Of course, you never know the surprise stars that show up, too, you know, because there's so many people, you know, that you just might run into, you know.
Oh, that's for sure. But Joni Mitchell, wow, it would be great to see her Paving Paradise with Big Yellow Taxi, one of my favorites from way back here. But now, how long does the show go out there? How long is the, how many days?
How long does the show go? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. How long does that last?
The show goes through Sunday night. I'm speaking, doing a panel and a book signing on Forefather Head Songwriter, and that's coming up. We'll be doing that in the NAMM Member Center, which is really cool because there's a lot of traffic through there. A lot of people stopping by there.
Right.
It's on the first floor lobby of the Anaheim Convention Center, and we'll be signing books from 12:30 to 1:15, and it'll be kind of like a book giveaway. And that's with Lacey Carpenter, who's also
co-writer
on the book. And also, then later on, there'll be two panels at 2 o'clock and the 2:30. That's Sunday, the 19th of January, 2020. And so we'll be doing two panels with All-Star Power, Star, you know.
I think we have that on the website, if I'm not with some of the people you're going to be with.
Stars on our panel, like, I have Pam Shane, who is a powerhouse writer. She's had Jeannie the Bible, the hit with Christina Aguilera.
Okay, sure.
I'm sure you've heard about Jeannie the Bible.
Yeah.
And Lacey has all-star panel too. She has Michelle Grace Maslin, who's had every song you can name. She's written 3,200 songs.
Oh my!
In radio, television, and all that, and she's really she's amazing. You can hear one of her songs you can hear one of her songs every 24 hours anywhere in the world. You can literally play it anywhere.
What's her name again?
Her name is Michelle Weiss Maslin, Maslin, Maslin.
Okay, Maslin, Ohio. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so,
you got a little ways to catch up with her. But hey, now you're going other ways. You're not just writing songs. I know we're at the music convention, but you know, there wouldn't be music, and there, as far as the major aspect of music and soundtracks, you got a big movie coming up here pretty soon, don't you?
Right. right. It's really cool. And she's there's also we're going to be doing another book signing. Lacey and I will be doing, Lacey Crawford and myself will be doing a book signing at the Burbank Burbank Barnes and Noble at 6:30 that evening, Sunday evening, 6:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Well, I guess those are pretty. I guess those are pretty packed events.
It's pretty cool, but we're doing these panels. We're doing a book signing in the Anaheim Convention Center, and then we do two panels, and then shake hands with a lot of people that
right.
come to see us, and then we will go on to the Burbank Barnes & Noble to do some more book signings. But the earlier book signings have been very successful.
We've got those on the web. We got some of those on the website with that.
There's one person we may get to write with. She's a poet who's an award-winning poet. Her name is Sherry with S-H-E-R-I. Sherry Vandermolen.
Right. Okay, I saw about that.
So let's
Well, take a break from the music for a minute, and bring us up to speed on what's going with that pickup guy.
Oh, you mean which guy?
The pickup guy. The movie.
It's a little hard to hear you. I'm going to walk out here to the lobby, so maybe I can hear you better.
Okay, yeah. I wanted just to get an update what's going on with the screenplay for the pickup guy movie.
There's over 106,000 people here or more. They may be more this year. From 30 countries, it's been closer.
Oh wow!
It's the biggie. The Nashville one is very small. It's we're proud to have it in Nashville. It is. It's only a fraction of it. It's like 12,000 people that attend. So.
Oh yeah, that's probably about a couple of rooms in Anaheim or a couple of centers. What is the latest on the on your screenplay? You've got a movie coming out here, don't you?
I have a what? I can hear now better because I'm
okay.
Away from a lot of the people talking and stuff. Yeah, so.
It's part of music because the music is the score in a movie, and the movie is going to be called based on the book The Pickup Guy.
Oh yeah, that's still on. That's been they've been working on that. Still haven't gotten past the second draft though.
Okay.
Which just takes time. Films take time. It could be out. We're projecting a start on this year, but it could be started 2021. You know how the business is. So, but it is. It's actually fully contracted and been paid for installments and all those things. So,
do they know location where they're going to be? Where they may be filming some of that?
Don't have a scene location. I think it's too early for that.
Okay.
No, one thing interesting is they have the funding for it. That's a real big thing.
That's a nice thing to have.
Yeah. People take years to get the funding together for things. So.
Yeah. Imagine if governments ran with the funding they actually had.
All right. Well, I'm working on another book right now. I'm actually finishing it up, and this is the one that the same producer is. This producer is extremely excited about this, and he keeps asking me when we'll finish it. I'm trying. When it's done, it's going to do. It's going to happen. But he said that when I do finish it, he wants me to print out all the copies, whatever, 300 pages or whatever it is, and to get it to, get to him, right away. So I'm projecting, hoping to do that by, maybe February or something like that. Because that could be awesome. That could be another film that he...
Oh, that's a whole nother film. Okay, a whole nother screenplay he wants to take and adapt from your book then, right?
To adapt it into a screenplay. That's what I mean, yeah.
Got you.
So
okay.
Maybe I'm off on my niche as far as writing books that turn into screenplays.
That's
know.
Not a bad niche to have, my friend.
Instead of just writing books to sell, be published, but actually, so.
All right. Well, look, I know you're pretty busy. Just kind of wondering who might have been some of the real famous names or bands or people that have been that you might have run into.
Yeah, have I run into any bands?
As far as that played there or you know they're going to be playing there later. But the name.
Yeah, there's some really sweet bands tonight. There's a lot of new bands that are being showcased here tonight too, which are.
Oh, that's cool.
In a couple days, but I was also say the. And I also wanted to say I don't know if we're recording or not, but I wanted to say that I was really sorry. It really broke my heart about Tim Mitchell passing away and everything. So.
That was a hit to the music business and life in a major way, for sure it was.
I mean, it was very, very sad. He had esophageal cancer or something like that.
Yeah, but anyway. Well, we know about that.
I'm sure you already heard that news.
We knew about it. All right, well, look, Lauren, we appreciate the time taken out from NAMM. We're going to kind of wrap it up here, but there's a lot of exciting things coming for 2020, 2021, it looks like, down the line. When might you be over to the, maybe be back over in the Virginia area where...
I was thinking about doing some Barnes & Noble signings, maybe possibly March, line up some on my new book, Profile of Hit Songwriter, because I do have that other book coming out called Novel Life. You know, it's coming out soon.
Here's what I'd like to do, and I'll do it right now, so everybody hears it out there and in TV land and wherever. I'll do whatever you want to help because the Barnes and Noble. Hey, you got the one right there in Longwood, in Farmville. I got my daughter's office right across the street. Yeah, we could do a major, I'm talking about a little more of a sign, more than just a signing thing. I think we could do a kind of a neat event, maybe raise some money for some cause thing if you're into that. Let's maybe look at that when you get to that time. We'll talk about it on there.
Yeah.
On there. On that.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to line up some, including the one at, I think, Libby and Broad. There's one at Libby and Broad. I also want to try to
get Oh, yeah, that's a biggie.
Chesterfield. I think there's one in Chesterfield there.
Yeah. They're in all the major Metro Center, sure. Areas.
That one the other one is there's one there on short pump. So there's
Talent Short Pump. Yeah, So you haven't really done a lot of the Barnes Barnes and Nobles over this way, have you?
I'm gonna go back to that Civil Library thing, so that's been fun.
Well, it might be neat to do, you know, kind of go to a library here and kind of where it all started and took off like a rocket. Anyway, hey, well, look, we know you're busy in about 13, 14 minutes here, but I guess that's going to be a good show, and that all wraps up on Sunday, right?
Right.
There, okay. All right, very good.
Well, come home on Monday or fly back on Monday.
Okay. All right, well, you've got a Thornton Klein at the 2020 NAMM out there in Anaheim, California, where I'm sure it is sunny as can be, as it probably always is there in Orange County. And Scott O, hoping you enjoyed this little online interview with Thornton Klein. And, of course, his very talented, amazing violinist player, Lacey Carpenter, there. And they're at the NAMM 2020 show. Stay tuned. We'll have this up on the site for you to listen to. And have a great day out there. Keep picking and reading. Bye.